We're going to go and open a word of prayer. Dear Father, Lord, thank you for the day today, Lord. Just help us have a good day, Lord. Just help the services go well, Lord. Amen. In 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, verse number 35, it says, or we're going to first look at three characteristics of David's life that we can apply to our life. Verse 35 says, "And I went after him, and I smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And he went and rose against me, and I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and his uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing as God has defied the armies of the living God." We can see David's commitment here because he was committed to a task, and he was willing to give his life for it, and he was willing to risk it all just because it was his job. We can apply this type of commitment in our life, such things as our faith promise card. Whenever we put that in the offering, we told God that was our commitment, and that we were going to give that to faith promise every month, or whatever he allowed us to. And that's what we need to do. And second of all, we see David's faith in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 37. It said, "David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee." We see David's faith here. He had so much faith in God that he was willing to go out against all odds that he knew he could not do it by himself. But he used his faith in God to go out there, and he was able to slay Goliath. We should have this faith enough to trust God with our entire life and for him to meet everything that we asked him to, just as he said he would. Lastly, we see in 1 Samuel 17, verse number 20, it says, "And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep and a keeper and took and went to Jesse. He commanded him, and he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle." This is after he was commanded to go take food to his brothers as they were at the battle, and David didn't delay. We see David's compliance. He didn't delay. He went straight there and obeyed God. A way that we can obey God is whenever we feel him moving in our life or telling us to do something, we just trust him when we do it, just as David did. Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, thank you for the day today, Lord. Just help have a good day, Lord. Just help the rest of the day go well, Lord. Just help the next speaker, Lord. Just help him to help him become, Lord. Amen.